Right now, we change gears. Welcome in our good friend George Haas, joining us on behalf of Community Connections. George, are you adjusting the time change?
Oh, you bet. You bet.
It's an interesting time of the year, I suppose. Getting dark at like 5:30, it seems like. But I'm kind of enjoying the sunlight coming up a little early with us morning birds and able to enjoy more of that natural light here in the studio, at least.
Right. When the time changed, we got a light a little earlier in the morning, didn't we?
Yeah, we sure did. So, George, before we dive into it with Community Connections in full force, I want to talk a little bit about the big play that you're in with the North Platte Community College and with the North Platte Community Playhouse, too. We talked about it last Friday, it would have been, with a couple of your colleagues, including the talented B. Webster. So let's talk a little bit about opening weekend quickly approaching for you and your fellow castmates.
That is right. Friday and Saturday nights at 7:30 and then Sunday at 2 here at the Fox Theater Playhouse.
And remind me the name of the play again?
It is Bus Stop.
And you are the bus driver.
I am the bus driver, yes.
George will be signing autographs after the play, too.
Right.
Encourage you folks to see George and the rest of the crew with that. And getting back on topic here, Community Connections. George, we know that the year is quickly coming to its conclusion, and if folks are looking for a great New Year's resolution, better start sooner rather than later if you want to kick some of these horrible habits like we've talked about on the program before, especially the ones involving tobacco and nicotine.
Yes, that is right. And I do want to speak specifically about nicotine. And the reason for that is that we have the tobacco companies who are downplaying the harmful effects of nicotine. Okay, so we all know the tar and the other harmful substances in cigarettes, and people are becoming more aware of the dangers as associated with vaping products. The solvents that we know are not harmful, harmless, they are harmful. And the even the flavorings and some of the heavy metals that are associated with that. But people don't seem to understand that nicotine by itself is harmful.
Mm-hmm.
It really is. And so we have the head of the CEO of Altria a while back in their company meeting talking about, we are going to end smoking. Well, he wants to look like a good guy. We're going to protect people from these harmful things by providing alternative nicotine products, and they will downplay the harms of nicotine. They are in the business of selling nicotine. And they have rolled out in certain areas of the country what they call heat sticks or IQOS. IQOS stands for I Quit Ordinary Smoking. It is a cigarette that does not actually put out smoke. It's heated in a special device that provides the user with the nicotine and other things. And so they really want to see that successful. They're putting out disposable nicotine in little pouches you put in your mouth. And, of course, we have the other nicotine products. But they are in the business of selling nicotine, and they will try to convince us that nicotine is okay, but they are still getting rich on nicotine products, and that's all they care about.
And the nicotine is the addictive chemical, right?
Yes, it is. But it does put stress on the heart. It also alters brain development in our youngsters, and so we have all these youngsters using vaping products with tend to have very high levels of nicotine. And, of course, some are using THC in the vaping products as well, which is another concern. But their brains are not fully developed until the age 25, about. Depends on the person.
Yeah, sometimes it's a little bit sooner for women, but sometimes a little bit longer for men, right?
Right, and it's not going to be exactly the same for everybody, but we're talking in the mid-20s before brain development is complete. And in the meantime, you're throwing a chemical at that brain, which actually does harm, alter the chemical processes in the brain. And it's not good. Nicotine also constricts blood vessels, makes the heart work harder. It increases risk of cardiovascular diseases, increases the risk of erectile dysfunction in men as young as in their 20s.
Wow.
And are those things that we really want to see our young people going for, or anybody going for.
Mm-hmm.
I certainly don't think so.
Now, George, let's talk to some of those individuals that maybe have been addicted to some of these products before, rather it be chewless tobacco, some of the smoking products we've talked about before, or the vaping products, too. If there's folks out there that are addicted, rather they've been addicted for years, weeks, or months, there's help out there for them at little to no cost. And honestly, if you can kick the habit, you're going to end up saving yourself hundreds of thousands of dollars.
That's exactly right, and that's just another issue in the amount of money that goes right out the door, out the window, wherever, right into the vape shop, the convenience store, the tobacco shop for these tobacco products. It's a lot of money, mm-hmm. a lot of money that could be put to good uses.
If you don't know how to spend it, just let George and I do it for you.
There you go. But there is free help. 1-800-QUIT-NOW is free help from the Nebraska Quit Line. And there's also, for youngsters wanting to get over vapes, ditch vape or ditch Juul. Either one will get you there. DITCHJUUL or DITCHVAPE.
Two, for the youngsters that may be picking this up, if you're addicted to this or you want to quit, the resources that are out there aren't going to call your parents. They're not going to call and report you for doing this if you're under a certain age. They're just going to help you quit.
That is right. They're in the business of helping people quit. And I say the business, but actually is, they're not charging anything for their services.
Not at all.
They want to help people quit, and they've got very practical ways to do that, to help people work through some of the issues related to quitting and overcoming the dependency on nicotine.
George Haas again joining us from Community Connections this morning on Mugs in the Morning here on KODY, 1240 AM and 106.1 FM. And George, as the holiday season quickly approaches, let's talk about the benefits of having celebrations in that smoke-free, clean air.
That is exactly right. And as we go on, more and more people are understanding the benefits of having smoke-free homes and smoke-free vehicles. A lot of people are a little more resistant to the idea of having a smoke-free vehicle, but it's really something we need to think about, because that smoke settles into those seats, and
mm-hmm.
You think you're smoking by yourself, you're all right. Well, then you have your children get in your vehicle, and they breathe that stuff. It's not good for them.
Not at all.
It's definitely inconvenient to find other places outdoors, outside the vehicle and outside the house to smoke, but it's well worth
it. Use it as a motivation to quit.
Well, it can be a definitely good motivation to quit. First thing, establish that smoke-free home and vehicle, and then really think about overcoming and quitting the habit.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. George, anything else you want to add this morning, my friend?
Well, I appreciate all the benefits that you provide to the community through your Mugs in the Morning and everything else, and just want people to know that we appreciate you.
Well, thank you, George. I sure appreciate it. And again, could you let folks know, if they'd like to get some assistance in quitting these harmful products, how can they get that free help?
1-800-QUIT-NOW or text, and that's a phone number, phone call, or to send a text to 88...
Put you on the spot with that number, huh?
Yes, you did. Go. You can call 1-800-QUIT-NOW. 88709 is the phone number to send a text to.
Okay.
If you want to send ditch vape, is the message you put. 88709 is the number that you would use. But you can also go to our Community Connections. Just look up Tobacco Free Lincoln County on your web, and it'll take you there. And it'll go to the Community Connections Tobacco Free Lincoln County page. But if you want to do a search, Tobacco Free Lincoln County, it shows up pretty high on the list.
Well, George, as always, we appreciate the time, appreciate the great work you do for our community. Always good to see you in the studio.
Well, thank you very much, Tristan. It's always good to be here.